It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Catamaran home!
Announcing the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan game t-shirt on sale for 2 weeks only. After that, it will go away. Look at the quality of the design on that t-shirt. Look at the detail in the glasses. Incredible. Head to the James Donald Forbes McCann website and buy the JDF MCP game shirt.
Whoa! I just saw Moana 2.
Yeah, I was going to ask
daughter.
What you wanted to watch.
Yes. It was, you know, she'd never been to the cinema before. So that was a great experience. But, boy, it's... I cried a lot, but it's not a great movie. Nick, hello.
It's connecting to audio.
We'll get on. I gotta get me a headset. I gotta get a gaming headset.
Yeah. Makes you look much cooler.
And Nick, I can't hear you yet. You're muted.
I was. Is it?
You're back now. We're working.
I did it.
All right. We're recording. Wait, what were you saying?
You have to be a gamer like us.
Yeah.
I do not. My not being a gamer is one of the reasons I'm so happy to bring you in on this board game plan. I would love, you know, I have been a gamer. There was a time when I did game, but I can't, you know. It's not who I... It makes me too upset. I've tried a couple times recently. I got Stardew Valley on the telephone, and that didn't work very well on the telephone.
Yeah. I feel like it's not a phone game, that one. I feel like that's a real... You got to lock into that, and that's going to be your entire... That's going to take up all of your senses.
I started to get the sense that it wasn't just a Harvest Moon thing. It was starting to open up into weird places, and I thought, nah, I'm out.
Too much romance.
There's a lot of romancing, and I don't want anything to do with these people. I want to grow crops. And I'm sure that that's an option in the game, but it seems like you go down a very limited path if you only just want a big, beautiful crop intake.
Yeah, I mean, it's a community building game at its core, you know.
Exactly,
and then you're also like a farmer.
Ready to help the big corporation. I was all into the big, even though I hate them in real life. Thank you all for being here on this very special episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. The podcast, while we're recording this, is on hiatus, but we'll be back presumably at some point, and we'll be further down the line. Sam's my old boss. Nick is her partner, and also Nick understands games. I think the first time I came over to your house, you were playing a game of someone playing a game. It was like a meta game. You seem to have gone very deep into it.
What game was that?
I don't remember this, but... Oh, yes, no, I do.
It was holding cards.
Inscription. What? Inscription, yeah.
Inscription. It seems like you've gone
down the
rabbit hole.
Yeah, so that's like a video game about a board game. So, yeah.
Well, that's the sort of level of... And you've also got a lot of board games. Do you have favorite board games that you enjoy? You're a Catan person. You've transcended Catan.
Oh, yeah,
we left Catan behind. I've played very little Catan, to be honest. I leapfrogged that game and went straight into hardcore board gaming. I know I've been enjoying Spirit Island. Spirit Island's pretty fun. That's a cooperative anti-colonialist spirit game.
Oh boy, that'll fit right in with Moana 2.
Very Moana.
No, like weirdly, Moana 2 is a pro globalist movie.
Is it?
Yeah, like it's all about the importance of like unlocking a node so that all of the Pacifica peoples can come together and have commerce and conversation and grow and learn together. But it's like, we are better when we're all joined together. When all the islands are alone, that's bad. But when we're all part of this great global system, only then can our story continue. It was a big thing they kept saying. Everyone just kept turning to the camera and going, the story needs to continue. It was very
important. We keep trade lines open, guys.
It was really it. The fact that they've managed to incorporate Pacifica folklore into, you know, the platform of the Democrat Party today is really, it's a beautiful film and it's well worth seeing. But you know about, now I don't know about making a board game. I've started to get into cooperative board games myself. Sam came and we played the New York City Emergency Room board game. Had a great time. Finished it the other day.
Oh, you finished it.
We finished it. We did all the
And
cases.
who were you in the end? Were you Wilson? Dr. House?
You know, those roles went away, and I was just sort of supporting my sweet wife as
Yes,
she made all the
beautiful,
big
as she
calls.
solved everything. Yeah, of
Sometimes
course.
I would butt in and, you know, maybe we could give some anti-seizure medication, honey, because this person's having a
Silent.
hard time. And
But
she's like,
she was like, I
fine.
don't want to have a conversation. I don't like this.
No, she
We got to
shuts down.
go. We got to, yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you, my favorite bit is when the seizures started happening, you're meant to start a timer. And if you don't like draw a certain card by the end of the by like 3 minutes in, then like an event triggers, and otherwise it's like by 10 minutes another event triggers, and which is great. But my wife was like, "No, we're not doing that. I'm not having a clock harass me. We're making a logical decision." So we didn't do it. But then like the third first trigger was good. Like you were meant to wait for the seizure to be over before drugging this woman. You meant to see if the seizure plays out, and so we never got to that point. We went too soon and too hard, and it was very, you know, it was a life lesson in games. But I think this cooperative, I think people are non-confrontational to a large degree today. I see the rise of these cooperative board games, and I'm open to that. I'm open to cards on the table, building a cooperative board game that not just people in this podcast, but that might give it a boost to begin with, rather than just a t-shirt merch. We build a board game. And then we take over the world with the board game. We get that into shops. We get it to the German Board Gaming
Yes.
Awards. That's the plan. What do you think?
It's ambitious. I love it. Yeah, it's sort of a hidden agenda. It's great. I think we can do that.
All right. I'd like enough money to buy a boat in the end. That's the premise of the whole thing. Sam, go, shoot.
I was just looking at, Exit, which is that the plane one that we played.
Yes.
So we've got an advent calendar of that at the moment. And
Now,
so
is there
you do
one
one
puzzle
escape
to
room board
solve?
game.
Is it a different escape room every
It's
day of
yeah.
Advent, or is it like are you trying to get
It's
one
so
thing in the end?
it's one big puzzle, but there's
Yep.
like you basically are going from like room to room every day.
Nice.
But the couple, and it's got their name all over it, it's like Inga and Marcus. And I feel
Yeah.
like they've now become like the real superstars of this kind of game.
The Germans have taken over board gaming
I
and the
think it would be a
greater
beautiful
Central
thing,
Europeans.
yeah, to meet them,
Oh, we can probably try. I don't know what
I
they're. I
think we
mean,
could.
there would be superstars of the board game world we could definitely try and meet. Hold on. Like the Catan man is still alive.
Oh yeah.
Catan was a big one for me. What are they called? Inca and. What are these? What are the exit?
Inga and hang on.
Inga, exit.
Inka and Marcus Brandt.
Inca, Marcus. And they're still alive. Let's try and meet them. Inca Brandt, board game designer. All right. Well, they've got other board games too.
Oh.
Rajas of the Ganges is one of their games. That's a little less
Interesting. Oh,
that's
they've
a
got an
little less
Instagram account.
contemporary. Do that.
Oh,
Oh.
they've got a couple's Instagram account. That's nice.
I love this. I hope no one's trying to escape from that marriage. If one of them's like, I hate board games. And they've got to this is great. All right. Well, let's look at that. They've done interviews before 2 years ago. All right. Number one, Sam, I'm putting you in charge of tracking down Inca and Marcus Brand.
Okay, deal.
Okay. Now, Nick, here's the
Yo.
parameters I think that would help us with the board game. Something nautical. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay, yeah. That's
Well,
good
you wanted,
parameters.
I have many ideas. I
you,
have many
yeah,
ideas.
you had some ideas. You wanted water, you wanted something nautical, and you
Something
wanted
nautical.
maybe a mutiny.
Well, I wrote down a list of
Cooperative
different.
mutiny is an
I
interesting
think that's quite
concept.
nice.
I wrote down a couple things that could happen at sea that would be exciting that you'd have to navigate. You know, like
Scurvy.
what I like. Scurvy is great, Sam. Sam, as the manager of this project, Sam, if you would write down scurvy, that would be excellent because I don't have these written down.
As the manager of
Mutiny,
these projects, okay.
shipwreck, and what was it? Oh, now my favorite is the custom of the sea, where you have to eat each other. You know, And my thought, what I really like is games, like in an escape room, when you go out of one of the rooms and you open up into the second room and you go, holy dooly, there's a whole other room here. I think that's fun. I think we want
to
like...
You have to crawl through a cabinet?
Well, maybe like it starts out as a scurvy game and then you get through the scurvy, but you go, we won scurvy. And then it's like, whoa, if you open this envelope that's stuck underneath something inside the box, yes, now you're eating each other because you ate all the limes. Now we can't survive off limes anymore. Now, we have
now the flesh is healthy. We can eat it.
That's what I'm talking about. And then maybe that devolved, you know, people don't like that. And then you trigger the mutiny game. Mm. And then, you know, like something like that. Like we branch.
Like
is that
a game of two halves. Like you're just trying to survive on the ship. You're all working together. And, you know, maybe then someone is a little bit too greedy. They eat all the limes because they want to survive.
Well, now you're going to eat them.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got to eat them. Yeah. Okay.
Or even, you know, maybe you start out as the cooks on the ship and you cause the scurvy. Like it's impossible to not give everybody scurvy in the game. We don't tell people this, but maybe there's like a limited amount of vitamin C and
triage of scurvy. Yeah.
Yes. You think you're trying to get like the high score of just not getting scurvy for as long as possible, but that inevitably runs out and triggers game two in the secret hidden. Anyway, that's just an idea. I don't know how that would work.
You have to flip.
I don't know how that would be fun. Did you ever play Risk Legacy, Nick, or any of the legacy games?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So there was like an envelope that was like, never open this envelope. And then if you do open it, there's an atomic war and you get like mutants. And now I never got to that point because I was playing with a series of couples. There were like two couples and our friend. And both relationships ended and we'll never finish the game. That was a problem. But so I think.
You never did get to nuclear war.
Well, we were like, one day we'll open the envelope and we'll see what happens. And then I had to look it up on the internet like a rube. But I think some sort of these are all my ideas. Now, what do you love about board games? What makes you excited about them? What would you be excited to see?
I like this line of thinking. I guess it's a question of if we want it to be replayable or not, which I think is potentially an important aspect of taking over the world with board game, is having it sort of be universally part of people's lives. If, oh, you know, you're having friends around, we're going to play the scurvy mutiny game, you know?
Yes.
In which case, maybe these sort of like secret levels are a bit harder to pull off. That's not to say we can't have our own separate experience, board game-based experience. That involves mutiny and the cannibalism.
But these might be expansion packs, is what I'm hearing you say.
Exactly. Or some sort of offshoot, you know? Offshoot. Yeah. Experiential games. But if we want that core game that's sort of ever-present in people's minds, I think we have to look at the replayability. What I really like in a game is getting into a character.
Yes.
So a good party game I like is Bang, which is sort of like a spaghetti western hidden roles game. Like one person's a sheriff and there's secret bandits that are trying to take him out, you know. And I think that's fun because you kind of have this aspect of you get to role play a little bit. Like I'm the sheriff of the town, whether that's, you know, you're being good to your people or not, that's up to you. You can be a tyrannical sheriff if you want. You could be a tyrannical boat captain.
Well, I like this captain. You know, maybe, you know, you start a journey and there's a set amount of time and everybody wants to be the captain by the end. And
I like the vying for the captain is a thought I had had, yes.
All right, that fits in very well with the mutiny stuff. And, you know,
it does. It doesn't fit in well with the co-op, however.
I suppose in a lot of ways, like a game like when you've just got like different roles, you are playing against different people, but you're also working with a lot of other people within that game, you know. So you can kind of make a decision. What I like about something like Bang as well is that you can kind of go, oh yeah, I'm going to choose to sort of work with these people here, and you create your sort of alliances and things.
You know,
like
I like
that.
This.
You make
this
deals
adds a,
that are like above the table.
because something about you know, something deep inside of me, not inside my wife, she loves this, but inside of me goes, I want to beat everybody here. You know, it would be good if there was a way to play against the game cooperatively and in a smaller sense, potentially. You know, like maybe you can still fail. The ship can still sink. Everybody can still die. And if you don't finish it, it doesn't matter who the captain is. Or even the person who's the captain has to go down with the ship and is the only loser.
Yes.
Or something.
That's good.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. But you do have to get to your destination. There's still an end point. There's still a victory that can be done, as well as an individual game. For the team. What do you hate in board games? What gets your nose in a... What do you go, that's hack in a board game?
A lot of admin required. So a lot of counting of
yes.
tokens or counting up of points. If you are like having that sort of like point scoring system, I feel like it has to flow well with the sort of pace of the game, not just suddenly be like, oh, right, now we all go away and get our calculators out and sort of put these things together.
Yes.
Well, I think for me, a good symbol of that is like if you're constantly having to go back to the rules and just kind of be going like, can I do that? I don't know. Like,
yes.
Should we check?
Yeah.
I like that. I'm in favor of that. How do we feel about chance?
Good.
Love chance. Tabletop RPG players, chance is great. Adds a sort of element of chaos
to
the game.
So, I mean, one thing...
You come up with something heroic that you want to do, and then you roll a dice to see if you can or can't do it.
Oh.
And then if you can't do it, it's, you know, you've put your entire sort of value on achieving this particular goal of, like, saving the day.
The
or,
jacket's
you know,
coming off.
Say you're standing up to the... Yeah.
It's, like, it's good serious. It's a fork
you know,
in the path,
like,
right? Like, both options are good.
Yeah.
Failure is also a fun option to explore.
You want to be able to avoid... It adds risk. Otherwise, it's just it's mechanical. You know? All right. So we're open to chance. I'm a fan of event cards. I like that. Like when you have maybe a shuffled deck and the things that are happening to you as you sail, you don't know what challenges you're going to have to encounter, but you sort of know what could be out there to deal with in some way. Or maybe being able to pick, you know, maybe there's many things on the many islands. I've just come back from Moana, so I'm thinking a lot about islands.
Maybe
some are more lucrative and further away and some are easier and closer. And it's, you know, you're trying to go for it. And I think some sort of like, I like high school. I like shooting for a high score with a team, you know, as a reason to return to it. We're going to do it better than we did it last time. Something. I don't know. That gets me going. That's a dopamine hit for me. But happy to have it be win-loss. Happy either way.
No, it's good. I really like, so another game I like is Wingspan, which is kind of like for those in the know, it would be an engine builder type of game, which is sort of essentially where you're just laying out a bunch of cards or workers or whatever it is that sort of each turn score you a bunch of points and have different effects on how much you score each turn. And that's kind of a fun game of like everyone is playing against each other, but you're also sort of playing your own little game of how, like, can I beat my previous score?
Can you attack other people? Can you go and take their birds in this? Because I've bought this game and then I never played it. I think I gave it away to somebody.
Oh, it's great. You should play it. You can't directly attack. I don't think there's... So each bird has sort of its own quirks as into how it works. I don't think, to my knowledge, any of them attack. But some of them have abilities that trigger on sort of another player's turn, and that might be sort of steal one of their eggs. I think the cuckoo bird steals eggs something.
And like food
which would
and
make
stuff
sense.
Like that. Yeah.
So it's not an entirely parallel game. You do intrude upon each other's experience.
Yeah, there are triggers that happen based on what the other players are doing. But there's not a lot, there's not heaps that sort of directly sort of hinder other players. There are a few though.
Yes.
It's more than hinder, isn't it?
You
because I guess it's a game
other.
About ecology in the end, but, you know, I don't want to... We don't
You
need
want
to
to
go
feel
into that.
positive about the birds, right?
Well, I guess we should look to what is the ideological repercussions of the game. I mean, I think in this milieu, it would hurt us in the award categories, but certainly to have a pro-colonial game would be interesting. You know, no one's doing that anymore. I bet
It
that's
is
gone
big
way.
in boat history.
There's a
The
lot of it in boat
colonialism.
history. It's just an idea. We don't have to have a pro-imperialist board game. It's just
Like,
so
are we.
obvious.
Is the vision that we're like pirates, or is the vision that we're sort of like, you know, the British kind of moving around? Is there an idea?
Open, open.
Okay, open.
I'm open. I'm so open.
Billionaires vying for the super yacht. You know, there's so many options.
What about the
You never know.
orcas? Where do they come in?
Well, they could attack with a
That
few
could be an event
fins.
card, couldn't it?
That's an event, yeah.
Orcas are here
Orca
to kill
attack.
you.
You know, and maybe I like the thing of having to maybe like a have you know, maybe if we do that thing with roles at the start of it, maybe you know some roles are helpful for some events. You know, in some art, like maybe the you know one certain pirate has an orca communication ability, which if you draw that
Yeah, he
card
can
is
do
very
the
helpful.
screaming.
I'm just yes, he can scream into the water. And the orcas can help you at a difficult time. I don't know. Now,
I
a lot
think
of this.
I was just going to say the hidden agendas thing as well is kind of fun. If you've played like a werewolf or something, is the sort of game where that's the whole concept. Whereas
Yes,
one of
Secret
the
Hitler.
players might be try yeah, Secret Hitler, like try one of the players might be trying to be the first player eliminated, for example. Like you kind of have these different objectives. And personally, I'm not like a huge fan of like the werewolf kind of
Yeah.
genre like that. It sort of feels a bit more social manipulate-y to me, which feels a bit weird with my friends. But
No,
when you
I
sort of
think
add
bring
that
people
to an
together.
element of gameplay,
I think we've
yeah.
got to bring people together. I think that's very important in the current milieu, is that people want to be brought together. Because we've had that old generation of board games that I love. I love diplomacy. I'm a big diplomacy fan. And really all that is hurting each other. And yes. But I think what people want now is a good community. You know, people come from broken homes and they have a lot of trauma and they want to bond with their friends. So something that can really help us all slot into one happy thing. I'm not
Like
like
cannibalism,
cannibalism.
yeah.
Yes.
Well, I feel like there's a pretty good reason that like these cooperative games have taken off at this particular time. So I think if we're talking about marketability, which I know you love to talk about, then I think you would kind of be going, well, how do we make it cooperative somehow? You know?
Yes. Well, look, we have a lot here of broad things to boil down into a board game. I mean, the nuts and bolts of it. Nick, you're a very talented graphical person. I saw your short film. I loved it. Sadly,
Oh, thank you.
I'm not able to employ you at the moment to make a music video because Danny Brown did not want to make a song with any of my beats. And that's fine.
I'm
It's a
sorry.
momentary
Did you show him
setback.
Shannon Null?
You know, I was so embarrassed that I didn't go down that path. I should have.
That's fair
I
enough.
felt
That's
bad
fair
about it
enough.
afterwards.
That's okay.
Mary Poppins one wasn't
We'll
too
get
bad.
there.
We'll get there. But so in terms of your skill set, Nick, I think the
Yeah.
visual side, you've got it.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I think you have all the skills to make a board game. And Sam, in terms of
I
like
should hope
finding
so, yeah.
people, I think, have you ever made a board game before?
I never to completion,
Okay.
but we've are just lacking the, I guess, the
Hello, Jared.
was just handed a cookie there. Just lacking the ability to finish it off, I guess. It can get quite expensive. But the current game I'm working on is I'm casting these little guys,
Nice. Is he a boxer?
little hand sculpted miniatures. It's kind of like a little goblin,
Yeah.
for a physics based game.
Is there
But that's
anything
another conversation.
that we're talking about here that you feel there's something you've done in the past that might, there might already be some work done towards it? Or is this, are we starting from blank slate?
I've got a few prototypes of card based games, sort
Interesting.
of going down that path of hidden agendas,
I like card-based because that sounds
phase
cheap.
changes as well.
Fa
Yeah,
yes.
I've So yeah, the card thing is like if you just have, you don't have to have a full box, right? It can just
Yeah.
be everything's played with a deck of cards. Very simple. And that bang game that I mentioned earlier is kind of along those lines. It's mostly played with a deck, so
I just got a
very
Dungeons and
portable, right?
Dragons deck game. I haven't played it yet, but I saw it
Interesting.
at Goodwill. It was $3.50. And I actually walked out of the shop with it in my pocket and then had to go back and pay for it because I felt bad. It was expensive. But it was, so I won't be playing the rogue character. That would be absolutely terrible. But I do, I'm interested. I mean, yes, we don't have necessarily a huge amount of money, and I don't think there are print on demand. So if I might talk about the economics for a moment, I don't think there are print on demand game, you know, with a book. I can just pop that on Amazon, and then the terrible people over there are happy to do all the exploitation and risk management and just send me an amount of money
Beautiful,
for
yeah.
each book that they then go and make off their own back. I think with this, we would have to invest in a certain number of them, and then we would have to try and sell them. And then we'd also have to make extra ones within the profit margin to send to a reviewing type people. And then possibly we'd have to take like a round of orders for the for a second
Yeah,
roll.
I don't know if you would want to do a Kickstarter thing. I don't think we should do a Kickstarter thing, but I do wonder
No.
if we should be doing like a, here's a group of people who want to order this game, and then we at least have like a minimum number, right?
Yeah, well, we can do I have on the website, we can definitely do pre-order. And if the I mean, I don't know if the Book of Poems is anything to go off. But I think we in the first month the Book of Poems I managed to sell about 400. So hopefully by the time this is all happening, hopefully this will even be more thrilling than a book of my poems for people. No, I hope the book of poems is still number one. But I think something like a run of, you know, if we can figure out the economics of doing 500 of them, and if the price point is not too steep, I think we can get to 500. I think if we can keep the price point under 25 to 30 US dollars, and then postage, so in Australian dollars that would be, ooh. No, that comes up. That's a lot.
Quite a lot, yeah.
Well, we'll have to have two
Monopoly
different
money, yeah.
prices for the Australians and the Americans. Yeah, we'll figure it out. But I think, Sam, the number I'm giving you to go off here is I think first edition, 500.
Okay.
And then if that sells very quickly, we'll know that we can book more. And we can do pre-orders as well if they go up very high. But we're getting cart before the horse. Nick, who else would you, what would the stages be to designing this game? Would there be like a, we'd do a demo, we'd do a playthrough, we'd do commentary on it?
Yeah, we'd have to prototype first, and that could just look like, you know, I've got these little almost like cue cards here. We just write out what each card is.
Nice.
We play that out with a deck. Lots of play testing would be the main thing. Lots and lots of that. So that could look like 6 months of play testing just with different people.
We can do that. 6 months.
Obviously having to design the cards first to be able to play with them.
But in terms of involved art design, that would come after.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So this would just be scribbles on a card. Once we know that the game works and is actually fun, then we can worry about doing the sort of design of it. But yeah, I think aiming for the card-based game is probably a it's probably scrupulous. So it's good to sort of have low cost entry point, right? And
Yes.
then we can worry about sort of the risk level size with the miniatures and everything like that in the future, you know?
I think that's a strong. I mean, look, if we can turn this into a whole company, I'm thrilled.
Exactly.
Card-based, replayable game. That's what we're going to try with first. All right, now the
Maybe
finances.
a hat involved.
Hold on. Hat.
Captain's
Open
hat.
to it. Now, I most of the projects, I try and do 50-50. Where I can. How does, in terms of profit, we take out the expenses first and I'll front that. And then also, I mean, you'd be giving your time and effort. So if there is money that I have somehow, which I might, I would be able to pay you like an advance to give up your time to work on the game. And then after that point, it would end up being 50-50 somehow. But does that sound appropriate? Or if
yes, it
not,
does
tell
sound
me.
appropriate.
Okay. Appropriate.
If we can, sort of mix in some boat time into that deal, that would also be desirable.
You
know
interesting.
what? I can't put that in the deal. It's very important to me that that never be in a deal. So, but as my
Fair
friend, it would be an honor to have you on the boat in an entirely cordial and hold on, we're running out of time, says the Zoom. I will have you on the boat, but I want you to know that's not tit for tat. That's just because I'd like to have you on the
Fair enough.
boat. You can both come on the boat.
That's
Where's
fair. You've got
Jared?
to keep it.
Jared can come on the boat.
Yeah, he'll come
Bring
on the
a big
boat.
stockpile of cookies.
Jared.
Jared, you want to come on the boat?
Do you want to come on the boat, Jared? Do you want to just come on the boat, on James's boat? He said yes.
All right, now, how many players? How many players are
Well,
in this team?
it's gonna be a sliding scale, I feel. You've got to either be able to
Something
do it with like a
like a
group.
3 to 6, I think, is a good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and you've got three there already, in that house. So I think you've got a good prototype for. We've got the incubator.
Okay.
And then I don't know if there's some way after you've played a three-person version of it, if there's some way for me to do it over Zoom. I would like to be involved in the playtesting somehow. Let's think about it. Maybe a camera can be set
think we
up
can
for
work it
me
out. Yeah.
and my cards can be on it and I can point to. We'll figure it
Yeah,
out.
I think that there's also programs that let you prototype card games that I've come across in the
Whoa.
past and lets you play
Oh.
them over the
Oh.
internet.
Hold on. Is this going to be an appable game?
Potentially. I don't have that skill set, but we
All
can
right.
pursue this.
We would bring in maybe app designer. That's very exciting because the costs ongoing of having an app are zero and the income is extant, It does exist. But I would want to, if we did have an app, here's a, I just, we've only got 8 minutes left, but here are some of my no-nos. I should get them out. Because I played Magic the Gathering a little bit and the Yu-Gi-Oh card game and the Pokemon. I hit all the waves. And when a rich kid could buy their way into a higher skill level, I found that really annoying.
Oh, yes, disgusting. Yeah.
So I would, this, and originally I was talking to a, this came out of a conversation where I was thinking about doing a tradable card game because the economy in that is beautiful, but I think morally it's reprehensible. And I can't support it. So there's that, but so yes, so if there is an app or something, I would like there to be no, I'd like the thing if you buy the app and that it, there we go. You've bought the app and maybe you can buy more experiences, but you can't buy your way to be better at the game. I think that's very important.
No pay to win, as we say,
Yes.
in the gaming community,
No
as
pay to
gamers, yep.
win. I didn't, well, I'm glad I'm getting the lingo. Pay to win. And I guess we can also look to having some sort of law. I don't
It's
know.
important to have a deep lore behind your game.
Deep law. And I would say financially to begin with, to raise the money that you could start working on this project with, if when we get an early idea of the game, if we can turn that into a design and maybe some sort of shirt. And then people can buy those shirts if they want to, because I've purposefully held off on having merch. There's a Patreon shirt, but I don't sell shirts in general. So I feel there is a that I have an audience that would like to buy a shirt, and that could get us started there. There will be a Wimbledog shirt where a very similar financial arrangement will be done for the graphic novel of Wimbledog, and I think the same thing could happen with the card game. And if you would like
Absolutely.
to take charge of that, that's maybe where we could begin sourcing the advance from. But again, it's a lot down the line. Sam and Nick, where do you see roadblocks coming up? We got 5 minutes and 55 seconds.
I think the playtesting is going to take a while, and I think we're going to need a lot of people to do it. So I think we're
Yes.
just going to have to be on top of where we find those people. The physical distance between us, not between Nick and me, but between you
Yes.
and us, I feel like is just going to be annoying.
I
But I think
agree.
we can make that work. I think we just have to be on top of talking about this a lot. Those are my sort of big ones. What about you, Nick?
No, I think the same. I think in terms of the design of it, particularly for the prototype, I mean, we're keeping costs pretty low and sort of like the impact of at least my effort on it fairly low. Yeah, honestly, just the play testing and sourcing people for that, because we want a diverse set of opinions. We don't just want the three or four of us involved here to sort of be the only ones to have seen it.
Yes.
So maybe there's a point at which we can reach out to the broader community to play test
Well, now
as well,
you're
if we
in
can manage
Melbourne.
to do that online.
The
We are
online
in
thing could
Melbourne.
Oh
Be
yeah, we
good.
have friends.
You have friends
We
in
can do
Melbourne as
that.
well, and I think
Yeah.
I've got something like 200 regular Melbourne listeners, and perhaps we can organize some sort of
Ah, a
playtesting
little event.
event. I could just get random people to show up. Beautiful, sweet
Great.
random people who I love so very much. But I think in terms of getting bums on seats and watching them and thinking them and getting their thoughts, we can do that. I'm back in June or
May,
July
right?
or
Oh,
May.
it's June or July. Okay.
We're just going to dodge the heat as best we can, but
Great. Yeah, that
I'll be
makes sense.
back and maybe yeah, I mean that will be a busy time, but if we can organize a week to, that probably gives us enough time to get the that gives us 6 months of experimenting and striving, and then we could really do the I think the actual production side of it will once we have all the things and all the rules, we can really expedite that through that time. What do you think?
Yes. I think something at least for me that I'm just going to have to be quite conscious of is not letting perfection get in the way of good as well. I think we're just going to have to keep saying that to each other. But
Well,
like
deadlines.
if we have a timeline, yeah, exactly. If we've got that
Now,
deadline.
well, so let's when is the timeline for the first playthrough that I can be a part of? How long do we think it would take? Is a month silly? Is it too far out or is it too soon? Very rudimentary early playthrough.
We can shoot for that. It is an awkward time of the year,
Very awkward.
considering.
You're right. And I'm filming a special January 2nd, and 1 month from today for me would be January 6th. And I don't want to commemorate unless we're doing a storming of the Capitol day. I don't feel like we should really
Well,
hit that mark. What's
depends
a.
where the design of the game goes. Well, let's say 2 months for that then.
All right. So we're saying Feb. It's Feb 7 where you are. So Feb 6/7. We have a game, and you can play it amongst yourselves before that point. But that is the date, Nick, that I
Absolutely.
expect. We have some sort of way for me to jump on, and if Jared's there, he can do it, and we can do a four-player game, and we can see how it all. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Well, and then the next thing I would say is for the t-shirt design to start getting that money
Yep.
flowing in, because I think the sooner we can do that, the better. How's a fortnight? Because the sooner we get money, the. Do you think you could have
Okay, yeah.
something that
But
we could
we're
sell?
commit Yeah, well, we're committing to this design for what the game's going to look like, or is it just
No.
a aspiring game design?
Aspiring game.
Some sort of board game, card game, that would also work as me merch.
Yep.
That if people don't understand or like board games, but they like me, they might still go, oh, I'll buy
Boat
that
game
shirt.
aspirant. Yeah.
Yes, some sort of boat game shirt drawing that we can bang on a shirt and we can start getting that money flowing in. I give, so it's, what is it, Friday today? It would be December. What's 2 weeks' time, Sam?
2 weeks' time. You could check a calendar. If
I
I was
could.
to
I'm
do it for you,
sorry.
21st. That's
I just thought
okay.
you'd be able to do it in your head. I'm all
Nah,
numb
I
after
can't.
seeing Moana.
That's
21st. Look at
right.
that. That's just far enough away.
In time for Christmas.
That's like the last proper day of work for the year, before everything is Christmas, I think. All right. Let's do it. Let's
Beautiful.
do it. Let's reconvene. And let's have a look at the shirt. And by the time this comes out, we'll have the shirt.
Goodness.
It starts up in January again. This is going to collapse in less than a minute.
Oh,
And I
it's been
want to thank
great.
you both for being here. But yes, we'll get the shirt. And then by the time this episode, so that everybody, there is a shirt. You can buy the shirt now. And here it is. Go to this website and buy that shirt. And we'll get this game rolling.
Beautiful. We love it. Thank you, James.
Thank you both so much for being here. I think this is going to be a
Thank
very
you for having
beautiful.
us.
Is there anything you'd like to say in the unknown amount of time left?
I'm looking forward to the shirt. I can't wait to see how we progress from the shirt into the actual game. It's going to be a really nice time capsule.
Nick?
Same.
This is going to be so great. I can feel.
Head to the James Donald Forbes McCann website and buy the JDF MCP game shirt. On sale for the next 2 weeks and then gone.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.